The Disappeared by M.R. Hall, narrated by Sian Thomas.
Veil not thy mirror, sweet Amin, till night shall also veil each star. Thou seest a twofold marvel there, the only face so fair as thine, the only eyes that near or far can gaze on thine without despair. James Clarence Mangan. Chapter 1. During her 6 months as coroner for the Severn Vale district, Jenny Cooper had known only a handful of corpses remain unidentified for more than a day or two. Jane Doe, or JD0110, had been wrapped in her white plastic shroud in the refrigerator in the Vale Hospital's mortuary for a little over a week. Owing to the large backlog of bodies waiting post-mortem, she remained unopened and unexamined. She had been washed up on the English side of the Severn estuary at the mouth of the Avon, sucked in with the tide and deposited, naked on a mud bank a little downstream from where the M5 motorway thundered across that river. She was blonde, 5'8" tall, had no body hair, and had been partially eaten by gulls. There was little left of the soft tissue of her abdomen and breasts, and in common with all corpses left open to the elements for any length of time, there were empty sockets where her eyes had once been. For the purposes of identification, Jenny had insisted that glass ones be fitted. An unnatural blue, they gave her face a dumb, doll-like quality. Alison Trent, the coroner's officer, had arranged for a number of potential identifiers to attend the mortuary late on a Friday afternoon. But at the last minute she had been called to a supermarket depot, where the bodies of three young African men had been discovered in a refrigerated trailer amongst a cargo of beef carcasses. Important.